Joining us for coffee is KYUK's own Matthew Hunter, who in addition to being a radio producer, does a lot of basketball calling for KYUK, 1A, 2A, 3A in Bethel, sometimes in Villages. Last year you were in Anchorage. The basketball season wraps up at the end of this week with the 3A, 4A championships in Anchorage. But there aren't any YK Delta teams at that championship. Is that right, Matthew?
Yeah, for 3A and 4A, no YK Delta teams, unfortunately. But our Bethel team, they did have a good season, both boys and girls. You know, I had high expectations. I mean, every year coming to the basketball season, I have high expectations for, you know, the BRHS boys and girls because they do work day in, day out. You know, very, very tough kids.
To start with the Warrior boys, who were some of the standout players this season, and at what points did you see, you know, the Warriors shine with what their strengths are as a team?
Yeah, for sure. Just about anyone on the Bethel boys starting five, Jackson Iverson, Ethan Wheeler, Paxton Alexi, Keegan Thompson, and Mason Berlin. All those guys are always very exciting to watch. Just, you know, Ethan Wheeler, he's a junior this year, going to be a senior next year for the 2026 and 27 season. And that's going to be exciting, along with Jackson Iverson. Fairly young team for the boys. And yeah, there was a few games that I wasn't able to be a part of that Bethel had a couple key games. They did beat Nome this year a couple times, which is very exciting because Nome is, you know, is a heavy favorite.
Bethel Warriors girls last year had, she actually signed on to play with like a junior college.
Briella Heron,
yep. Did they lose some of these more senior players this year on the girls' side?
They only lost about a couple, I believe. You know, the juniors last year, they stepped up as seniors this year. There's a couple seniors, I think Malin Fredericks. She was a captain, and she played very well. She was one of the more key ball handlers and key scorers here for Lady Warriors, and, you know, Hannah Leinberger as well. Brianna Fredericks, she's one of the more players that I really like to watch and commentate because she shows a lot of heart and grit, and, you know, she... You know, her work ethic and on the court, you know, she looks like she's, you know, having a lot of fun. But one of the more players that stand out to me is three players on the girls, Baylor Fredericks, Hannah Leinberger, and Brianna Fredericks for sure.
When was the last time that the Bethel Warrior boys or girls were at state?
It was back in 2024. The girls, they placed second, beating Nome, I think 53-22. In the true second game, and the boys came in third, and it was only the girls that qualified for state to go in the 2024 tournament.
Let's head over to the other numerous teams across the YK Delta that are in the 1A, 2A conferences. You were there at the Warrior Dome for the Coastal Conference tournament, calling a historic win for the Eek Cougars boys team. They made some history there. What happened there?
Yeah, for sure. This year, Corey Deering is the head coach for the Cougars. Good group of boys. They went 14-4 this year. Conference record went 8-4. Yeah, they at the Coastal Conference here in Bethel, Eek Cougars, they made their first appearance and their first win at the Coastal Conference in program history, and very historic year this year for the Eek Cougars. Very fun. And they went and played at state. Went 2-0, unfortunately, but I saw the games online, and very fun to watch. Just, you know, they were having fun. Their first tournament, so it was good.
Yeah, and just to put it out there, for the 1A, 2A championships that finished up in Anchorage last week, for the girls, we had those Coastal Conference champions, the Akiuk Lady Grizzlies.
Akiuk Lady Grizzlies, yeah, back-to-back Coastal Conference 1A district champions, and playing very well and representing the YK Delta Coastal Conference. Very good at the state tournament. They only lost once at the state tournament. It was in the first round. They lost by like 3 or 4 points and to New Haland, but that didn't stop them from winning every game on the consolation side and placing 7th at the state tournament. And, you know, they have a bright future with Chloe Wasley. She's the standout player, obviously, but there's so many more players on that Akiuk Lady Grizzlies team who play very well. You know, they're very disciplined, well-coached. They play with a lot of moxie. just very entertaining team to watch and commentate because they show no hesitation. They play with a lot of heart. I have high expectations for this team, Ukiuk, in the next 2 years. You know, Chloe Wassey's only a sophomore too.
Yeah, and so last year's Coastal Conference champions, the boys champions, the Kipnuk Falcons, obviously having historic difficulty following ex Typhoon Halong and what happened, and they've reformed in Anchorage. You actually saw the girls team out at the Midcoast tournament,
Midcoast League in Eek.
In Eek, which was kind of a unique situation. They put this together to give people a chance to play in their home region and qualify to come to Bethel. I'm not sure ultimately who ended up qualifying and coming to our Coastal Conference, but
it was the Quick girls and the Quick boys. They fell short to Tunt at the Midcoast League. And yeah, it was a lot of fun basketball to commentate and watch. You know, it's very it's very heartbreaking to see and hear what happened, you know, the remnants of Typhoon Halong. But that didn't stop them from doing what they love most, or, you know, just enjoying themselves playing basketball, you know, with some of their community members, or, you know, playing in the Waikea Delta. Some of them moved, you know, to Anchorage or Fairbanks and played there against other teams that they've probably never played before, playing 4A. And, you know, it's, you know, my heart and just everything goes out to the communities of Quig and Kipnuk. And it's very good to see these kids and community members just, you know, coming together and doing what they do best is, you know, coming together and having a sense of home.
So you've told me in the past that like basketball calling is one of your kind of favorite things to do. It's kind of like, it's one of those things where if you find a job you love, then you'll never work a day in your life kind of thing.
Exactly,
do you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the magic of basketball calling for you? What's the value of it? You know, everything's getting replaced by AI and social media things, but this is the old school way of doing it.
Oh, it's, yeah,
calling a game live. What do you love about it?
One thing that I do want to point out before I explain, AI could never recreate human, you know, human interaction and human emotion. You know, it's authentic, it's organic, it's real. You know, it's not imitation, it's what you feel. Basketball is one of my favorite sports. You know, I play basketball video games. I watch a lot of high school, college, and pro basketball. And one of the main things that stuck out to me was commentating, because it's, you know, color commentary. It's one of those things that make the game exciting, and you know if you're not watching it, you know, you're able to hear it and being able to project what's going on and or portray what's going on the court in a moment's notice. You know, it's very exciting. It just feels like you're on the court as well. It's very immersive. You know, I just want to give a huge shout out to Beverly Hoffman. You know, she's the one that recruited me from the stands when I was watching basketball in 2022.
I was going to ask you, it's kind of hard to know when you're going out on the radio waves who's out there listening, but when you're calling, do you get the sense a lot of people are like sitting there right up against the radio? In Yuktun as well, you not always, but you often do bilingual as well with the Yuktun.
Yeah, huge shout out to Fritz Charles and Clarence Daniel and, you know, past broadcasters. He wasn't able to do it this year, but Bosco Charles as well. You know, our Yuchten volunteer broadcasters, you know, you guys just make it as lively and entertaining as well. And I always love commentating in my mother tongue. Unfortunately, I can't speak it, but it's just always lovely to hear on the radio. And a lot of people do enjoy, and, you know, I always get Facebook messages or just, you know, text messages or people even coming up to me in public, or, you know, some people I don't even know and I'm talking to them and they're like, your voice sounds oddly familiar. And I'm like, oh yeah, I work for the radio station. I do basketball commentary as well. And then, you know, you see their eyes light up and they're like, oh, that's where I remember you from. You're the radio guy, Mr. Radio, or, you know.
Yeah, your voice has been out there a lot over the past couple of years, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You have people keep you in line and try to check you on calls you make? And
you know, I love construction criticism. You know, I'm open to that always. Funny enough, a couple of my, you know, when I first started, people in my friend group, you know, some of my closest friends, you know, they'd always call me out for stuttering, you know, because this is when I first started. But, you know, it's friendly banter for sure. You know, I haven't noticed any stuttering. Yeah, no, not recently. I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time, and, you know, it's just repetition and practice and, you know, just always hearing and listening to other commentators as well. I try to implement what I learned from other commentators and, you know, try to bring another perspective or like another point of view to that. And
you're saying you hit your record number of games called last year because you actually went and covered that whole 1A, 2A championship.
I think the earliest games I've called last year was January 4th or 5th. Yeah, last year it was probably the most games I've called in a season. And especially at state, I called for like 8 teams at state last year because of the YK Delta teams in 1A and 2A. And back in 2023, I believe, it was either my first or second year, I actually called the state finals game. That was actually insane. I was able to get that on my resume. Yeah.
Before you were at KYUK?
Yeah, it was when I was a volunteer here at KYUK. I called the state tournament game for Hooper Bay. They took second, man, but Bradley Lake, that kid was insane. And also that Bunyan kid, I forget his first name, but
Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, but no, last name Bunyan, he stood out as well. He was a sharpshooter from outside. And Bradley Lake, he was more of a playmaker and, you know, just shot taker. Mm-hmm. It was just a lot of fun basketball. And yeah, just being able to broadcast and commentate basketball is one of the things that I acquired in recent years back in 2022, and I can never take it for granted because it's one of those things where, you know, I'm open and I'm myself trying to give my side, my point of view of what I'm seeing, and it's just a lot of fun.
Can we expect to hear you in the 2026-27 season?
Oh yeah, hopefully. If KYUK is happy and able and willing to do basketball again, I'm there.
That was KYUK's Matthew Hunter speaking with me, Evan Erickson, about the joys of basketball game calling in Bethel.